No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
A very good evening to you all, Namibia. May God bless you in Jesus' name. And welcome to one more Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM, brought to you every Tuesday and every Thursday. You see here that God can make a change inside of your life, regardless of the difficulties that you are going through. Maybe you are depressed, maybe you are suicidal. Maybe you are overwhelmed by a lot of problems, a lot of difficulties. You see that you need to give God a chance. If you give God a chance, definitely there's going to be a difference inside of your life. That's why we are bringing this program, the Stop Suffering program, bringing to you and always passing to you and bringing to you, to your heart, a word of faith, a word of encouragement, because there is a God. And where there is a God, there will be a solution. I am not alone in the studio. I'm joined here with Pastor Festus from our branch in Greenville. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Pastor Daryl. And mwato kirwapo Namibia kemiga ne mbinga. O programa oye oyohoye terwaluse kongreka yu Universal Church. O programa ye kulipefe pole monoli huna ye kwa lukila momepo. Oyohoye terwaluse mo Igoro FM. Hano otakutuane kucha pamwe oulito shakeneke omouju nde kushikucha otodru kwa trapeni eshinana tushikucha ovanuva mo vahapo vakenda bala kukandura po mouju avo nini mayo kaina evatelola lasha mengala mwenyo davo so eshu wapumbo kuninga okudimbuluka kalunga koye shasho kwati kucha dimbulu kenge pefimbo loma uju I'm saying to them, Pastor Daryl.
Yes.
God says that, remember me at the time of difficulty, at the time of problems.
Trouble.
Yeah, trouble. Ngenge no tushake neko mouju, oto druku tu denge la kongo diyo, no mola onola, oheta tu no onola bavari, ombari bavari, ona tuvata tu nonano. Ngenge oto druku tu tuminoka tu mwala ka, ilo oka watisapa, okono mola yongo di onola ohetatu o imwe vavali one o imwe onatuvavali nombali vavali andi endula kuto todruku tuminoka tumalaka ilo watsapa onola ohetatu o imwe vavali one o imwe onatuvavali nombali vavali.
You see here, Pastor Festus, life is very tough. Life is very difficult. And this person needs God's help. This person cannot do it alone. Maybe this man, maybe this woman has been fighting their problems alone by themselves. And they are unable to win or unable to get victory over their problems because they did it with their own strength. They need God's assistance. They need God's help. Because if they call upon Him, if they look for Him, if they ask for Him, if they seek for Him, they are going to find Him, right?
Yes. O vanu vahapu, tavakenda bala kukonja, mo mwene wavoveni. O newe te kucho tashakeneko mouju, ndeongengwa akenda bala kukonja mwene wae mwene, takongo shinya na shinya, osho itashimpe nande eva telo lasha. Ota kuchuwa nekucha, ongenga shike wa dimburu kakalunga koe, oe ashike tadruku kuvatela mouju wa utoshakeneke. Kapena onu ene ngono ngenge tashiyako ngala mwenyo, ilongenge tashiyako madila jilo, ilongenge tashiyako ntima. Ashike kalungo yonshiti po ayo. Wangala mwenye, oe unshiti po madila jilo. Ngengo tosha keneke efini nikolo madila jilo. Uweteva likucho todruku ninganga helipi. So then, onoku konga kalunga.
So dear friend, what you need to do is that You need to give God a chance. Call upon Him and He's going to answer you. That's why we are every Tuesday here from 9 to 10. In case you are for the first time, we are here every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 and every Thursday night from 9 to 10. Always bring to your heart a word of faith and believe that God is going to make a change inside of your life. You can pick up your phone and call the toll-free number now at 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. Call now, and we also have the WhatsApp number in case maybe you can be able to SMS, or you can write. You want maybe to give a written message. You can call the WhatsApp number at 0811413322. I repeat, 0811413322. So that is the SMS line. That is the WhatsApp line. You can send an SMS. You can do it right now. And for sure, God is going to help you in case you are going through difficulties inside of your life. You see that we always bring to you a life, a real life story of someone perhaps who is going through the same situation that you are going through. If God have changed this person's life, God can also do the same in your life if you give Him that chance. And remember, in the end of the program, we always pray for the water. You can prepare a glass of water, you can prepare a bottle of water, and we are going to pray by faith that God is going to give you strength, God is going to give you courage, and you're going to overcome the battle, the difficulties that you are facing. Maybe you are in your house and you are depressed. Maybe you isolate yourself from the outside world. You don't want to talk to nobody. You locked yourself in your room. You lock yourself in your house and you cut yourself off from the outside world. Give God a chance. You don't need to live this type of lifestyle. God wants to take you out. Grab the hand of God, because God's hand, Pastor Festus, God's hand is not short that He cannot save. He wants to save this person that is drowning. Mm-hmm. This person perhaps that is a victim of witchcraft. Maybe this person every night need to leave the light of the mobile device on, or the light of the room or candle, just for him to have a good night of sleep. Maybe this person has no peace, is being bombarded by attacks, panic attacks, epilepsy attacks. What this person needs to do is to call upon Him, because He's there to save. That's why God sent His only Son. God sent His only Son to the earth, because He want through His Son, people's life can change. Mm-hmm. That's why He came, to give life more abundant. He want to give this person an abundant life. Right, Pastor Festus?
Mm-hmm. Oshi kembela hatu kwe telalu se, o maho kololo o ngalamanyo nge alundruka momepo. O mawa asik pramwe, o tosha keneke ujua fafana, opo o tapung o talo kukupa epukululo, o kukulumbela kucha na veo otodruku jamo mongala mwenyo oyo yi uli mongala mwenyo kaina o utadruku ivatela. So esu wapumbo kuninga otoka aplikina neke koma okolo oto ono no kwa aplikina ove ono hona tango kufa eto kololoe uyanje omito kukalunga koe. Pwa mweshu uringa ho pwa mwa tosha keneke nando omikifi nando kuli odoka dina uma pango nga sho omikifi nando kuli do shinona uwete kucha kapena onuta druku vatela shapo atu tinge ipitano okelao kalungi halongo ne lao kalungo halongo ni kumifalonga. So kuchu ujuo yu kalufike peni, konga kalunga koe, otadruku kukufamo mujuo.
Right. So we are going to hear now the testimony, the real life story of somebody that we brought here in the studio. His name is Moses. He was basically a victim of witchcraft, but through the power of faith, God have changed his life. God can also do the same in your life. Maybe you are suffering from the terror of the night. Call now the toll-free number. You have no rest. Your soul have no rest. Every single night, every single day, you are bombarded. Your problems has just increased. Every single day, your problem just increased. Give your problems in the hands of God, because He has the remedy. He know how to solve it. He has the right tools. He know how to take you out of the suffering that you are living in. So you can call now the toll-free number free of charge, or Shali. Call now at 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. Call now. There'll be someone ready to help you in case you are going through issues, suffering, panic attacks, sicknesses, bad luck. Maybe you are suffering from panic attacks. Call now, and for sure God is going to be able to help you. Good evening, Moses.
Yes, good evening, Pastor.
All right. So we are going to hear now the story of Moses. Moses, how did your suffering started?
Good evening, the listener of Eagle FM. As Pastor said, my name is Moses. I have been a victim of witchcraft for a very long time. And it's like three of us from our house almost suffered from the same kind of witchcraft. Mine started when I went to grade 8, because from grade 1 to grade 7, my life was just normal. But one day I just went to school, and I started having a terrible headache, and I couldn't see at some point. And
Your suffering started with a headache?
Yes, Pastor.
You were already at school. How was it?
I was just at school in a class, and all of a sudden I started feeling terrible headache that I couldn't even concentrate, and I started losing almost vision.
Like you're losing, like you're like kind of becoming blind?
Yes.
You may say?
Things are becoming blurry.
Like blur.
Yes.
Your vision was blur.
Yes, Pastor.
And this started, and it was like there for 1 year, 2 years?
No, this situation lasted from grade 8 until I went to university.
Oh.
Yes, Pastor.
So it has been a long time.
Yes.
Maybe how many years? Maybe if you can remember.
Roughly, I think it's from 2007 until 2012.
Sure, it has been a long time.
Yes, 2007 until 2012.
Uh-huh.
So it's now happened that whenever exam comes, I would always feel sick. And
So whenever exams start, you like there will be an exam, you start becoming sick.
Yes, I'll start becoming sick.
Uh-huh.
And with the eye problem.
If you can also speak in your own language, that will be doable. Please, Moses.
Yes, Pastor. Vapriginivo Eagle FM, dinarange ame Moses angashajano kutumburwa. Ame mwino dakala oshiria kanwashomo ulo defimbolile. Unene upsaka ju oshiria kanwashomo ulo ju atameka eshindari mondo doniha oni hetatu, shindari koto doni hetatu. Unene se tuliva tatu tumumbore tu, angala kwa mo nihuna kome pwea fafana. Eshoshatameka shikifukuli mwe nda ako fukwala, ondatameko kuverontwe.
You see, Pastor Festus, there are many people currently, like now they are living the life exam have started.
Mm-hmm.
And some just start becoming sick, like Moses was explaining. Some become blind, like blur, unable to see. And now they are unable to write the exam. Now they have to stay at home. And this spiritual attack, this person have tried to solve it in their own way, in a physical way.
Mm-hmm.
But we see that this is a spiritual problem, because maybe they have taken their son or daughter or even themselves to the doctor, the hospital, and the doctor cannot be able to describe any medicine because they don't see nothing. They see the person. No, you're okay. You are well. We don't know, but it is a spiritual problem. That's why the Son of God came, that you may have life, that you may be healed. The Son of God came so that you can sleep well during the night, dear friend. You don't need to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
as we understand that some of these cases, some of these problems, they're not revealed to anyone. The people, they suffer in silence. They go to look for help, like...
In a physical way.
In a physical way. But it cannot be able to help. Doctor cannot be able to help to things that going on, which is...
Like spiritual problem.
Spiritual problem. So, come, pamwe otosha kene komoju afapo, omoju oho, haufa nota kutiwa omoju opamepo, uju nyengo opamepo, kapena onuta dru ku kandulapo. Ahawe, uju nyengo opamepo, okalunga shiketa dru ku kandulapo. O mwene, ove mwene, o apungo kukonga, o makwafo, opamepo, o haufa na... Kanselinga, nome irikano, opo udule okumanguluka, shashi pamwe na kalunga, kapena isha nyengana, pamwe no vanu ombibeli hati kuchana, usho isha nyengana konu, inashi nyengana kukalunga. I'm saying, Pastor,
yes.
The Bible says that what is impossible with men is not impossible with God, exactly. No matter how it is, how the situation is, but... Most of the time, people, when they are facing such kind of situation, they are looking for men who cannot be able to help them.
And that's why they even become depressed.
Mm.
Some even become depressed because it's like they are cut off from society.
Yes.
Everybody look at them as crazy. Everybody look at them as, oh, this person is not well. But if this person could humble himself and look for help, seek for God, help will come. God will send help. That's why he sent his only son. He sent his only son to give life and life more abundantly. You see, Pastor, the thief, the devil, only came to kill, to steal and destroy. But the Son of God came to give life. And God wants to give this person life. That's why they need to call now. The toll-free number is free of charge. Call at 0800-22-3335. You can also send an SMS on the WhatsApp number or SMS number at 0800-141-3332. You can call now or send an SMS. For sure, God is going to help.
Shatana okwende lokudipa okuvaka nukuhanauna. Omwenye shokwea, ayanje, ongala mwenyo. Nongala mwenyo, ya ya delela. Oka anakakalunga kea kumba daedu, oku yanjo ongala mwenyo. Nongala mwenyo, ya ya delela. Kashimbo ongala mwenyo yoshitat, ongala mwenyo ilimo mamono ikun, ongala mwenyo eke inombili, ongala mwenyo eke inehafo, ongala mwenyo ya hano unwapo kumo ujuato shakeneke. So, oto tudengele nee, kono mola yongo di, onolano heta tuno imwe. Peife ngaha, onolano heta tuno imwe. Onolano heta tu, nonola. Andendrula, onolano heta tu, nonola. Ombali bavari, onatuvatatu, nonano. Ngengo to druku tutuminoka tumwalaka, oto tutuminoka tumwalaka kono mola yongo di, onolano heta tuno imwe, oimwe none, oimwe, onatuvavari, ombali bavari.
All right, so going back to the testimony of Moses. Yes, Moses, you can continue where you stopped.
Yes, Pastor, to continue where I entered. Every time now, sometimes when I go to exam, I will sometimes forget how to write words. But just simple, like, I remember one day I was writing exam. I just forgot how to write is.
Oh.
I-S.
Yes.
I was there scratching because I will always have panic attacks when exam comes. And... apart from now...
Did you try, like, looking for help? Because, like, this is not normal when you come to the physical world, right?
Yes, Pastor. The help I went to look for help after sometimes. Because I want to continue to say, apart from now the school problem, I started also seeing things in the sky, like a lot of pigs eating. Oh,
Swines.
A lot of them eating. And then if I ask somebody, can you see what I see? They say, no. It's like when I went to tell my parents, it's like, are you crazy or something?
Like they thought that you are mad, like you are losing your mind.
Yes. Maybe they thought maybe I'm seeing things that are not there, but I could see. But if I ask somebody, they will not be able to see.
Yes.
And as well, during the night, I didn't like when the sun is going down because I know I'm not going to sleep. Because
you don't like when dark come.
No,
when night come, you don't want.
No. I didn't like when the sun is going down because I know I'm not going to sleep. Because every night I would be strangled. I would scream, you know. I would always see something dark coming, pressing me down.
Like a dark figure kind of.
Something dark. I could feel it. Something is coming to press me down. And I would always scream for help. I remember we used to sleep, three of us, in the same room. But when I screamed, those guys, they also used to be afraid. Because every night I had to scream. Okutikira, kumbinga neupcha kajonga hao wawe, pa komo ulodi. Oshake ndangone nga haku chavali, ndakaka andi napali upcha kajumwe. Ondakala andimono ingulu, teiri. Ingulu yone ngenge nzi wete ikala ili mombada. Ngengo ndapola nonu kucha, wete ini maindi wete, onutatu kucha aye aminga nzi wete. Ndakala mbola na akulunu fimboli mga akulunu yati, anukana wafa pamwekuli nawa. Pamotove rena ndokuli monte, shashito duru kuturo mbori ingulu, te ilimon bada uvu uveke uwete, shashima shita shituru kuni ingu. Shoyongone kucha, shakatu kilangane kucha nga haa, kakwa nindu hole, itango tali ningine, shashini kucha shita ngolipo kuningina, itanidru kofa.
Kumbinga ku ingulu, ingulu huimo nufiku nengo ntenye?
Ntenye.
Ntenye wangala?
Ntenye wangala.
Uwati ingulu te ilimon bada?
Ilimon bada, ilike mon bada, ngeno, shafage ngeno ototaro TV.
Mhm. Ashiko vai kuiwe.
Amege nziwete.
Na ndulo mbwelo na hawe.
Ngengo na rombolo nilo nimpule tatu kucha hawe.
Okay.
Oshakala niyo ngawe kucha. Ndakari yikofa yomo ufiku. Aloshewa iponda andi kuwa ike. Ilope no shima shilo ula. Aloshe ta shike shifindrenge pedu. Na wakala tunangarana vunukuli mandude. Wakala akarabati la shashike shi ufiku keshi. Ufiku keshi angala. Ndino kukua. Shashi ini maote iye.
You see, but the Festus as well. What Mr. Moses mentioned, there are many people who don't like when dark come.
Mm-hmm.
When night began to become close, they start to be worried because they know they are not going to sleep. And obviously the next day will be compromised because their night of sleep was disturbed. And maybe this person's night, every single night, this person is being disturbed with some kind of force that come to disturb them. God wants to give this person rest. What they need to do, dear friend, you can prepare a glass of water, a bottle of water, that in the name of Jesus, after we prayed for this water tonight, you are going to sleep well. But also you need to look for a branch nearby and talk to one of our pastors and let them pray for you and as well. And you are going to see that problem is going to change. The same way that the problem of Moses changed, your problem can also change. If you have God, there will be no room for darkness to remain in your life.
Yeah. Pamwe oa feeling ouriponga tuyo kufinini kilwano guri kuchatambula kwashi kujua fapo ovo ushiwete kuchito kufana wa ufi kuoto fini ni kwa voto mwini movanu ka aviwete ovashike wiwete yongalote ikweta neponga kwa pa kucha aha. Tambula kongala mwenyoyo, shashi, pomingi mo, there are even people who think, this problem is from God. I must accept it.
No way.
Kapenu ujua jagukalunga, ujua, ushomo ujua, mayopa, mepot, tushakene ke mongala mwenyoye, ajaku shatana, onye novo wapumbo kufo ngatu, uengene pukalunga, uinkonge, umindile, opo ekumangulule nga shingo toka pikino ehokolo la mochesa nge kalunga alundulo ngala munyu yae otoke shipikine ne nokuri shasho testimony ate teka ya komesho meti netaria
yes, going back to the testimony, let me give the toll free number in case you don't know. You can call the toll free number if you need help. Call at 0800223335. I repeat, 0800223335. Now going back to the testimony, yes, where you left, you can continue, Moses, please.
Yes, Pastor. To continue where I have left off, not only the sleepless night, not only the sickness, but I could always, every night I would always dream, you know, dead people.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time I will always dream like we are burying somebody. I'm always at the cemetery. And most of the time I also dream like I'm falling in a valley or in a hole,
in a ditch
kind of, and I would always scream, And even when sometimes if I woke up, I would feel that it's like I'm tired. It's like I was trying to hold on something, you know, trying to look for help. But
you scream, look for help, no help. And you also became depressed.
Not really, because I was small.
Uh-huh.
I was not that big, because uh-huh. I was at the village.
Okay.
Okuya mushwambo. Ndakara yo fimbo limengenge ndaka kofa ondi weta anu vasanale keshe fimbo tu ndireke momendo keshe fimbo tu leka tupakovanu ini mafa ponga ho.
Mhm. We haluka to wile mo malambo.
Ndi wile mo malambo ndeshe wile melambo ngi nonga ho iku ndala ngi nonwa patenge nda wile melambo ndesha shi kapena shi kwa shi mosho ini shi mosho upsaka dio pamepo kapena kwa ita drukwa franga fimbo longa ho.
Mhm. And maybe you are going through the same situation that Mr. Moses is going through. You don't need to suffer different. You don't need. What you need to do is to surrender and look for help. That's why the Lord came, that you may have life. The Lord Jesus came so that you may have life. Maybe you don't have life. Maybe you are suffering like Moses was suffering one day. And he was desperate looking for help, but there was nowhere else where he could get help than him getting help from God. So perhaps you have been fighting your battle by yourself in a physical way, but you are not managing. You are not managing to solve that problem. It's because God is there to help. He wants to help you. But like I say, he can't force himself in somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
He needs your approval. He needs you to invite him in. God needs you to invite him in. He knock. He wants to come in, but he can't just force himself in. He's not an unclean spirit who just invade and just force himself into somebody's life. He wants your approval. If you invite him in your life is going to change and you will have life.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Pastor Festus?
Mm, that's it. So it's just like an example, us. We cannot be able to enter in the life of someone to ask or to speak things that we see and we try to correct the person. No, someone need to open up himself to God. So, kalunga emwene. Ove wapungo kuya kuye, ove wapungo kukonga, ove wapungo okulilonga nge unakupopsa nae, ove wapungo kwenye napuye, shashi, oka ngujuo kushi ngo toshakene koo, okushi, ashiko otaduru kuninganga helipi, otaduru eke kuninga posha ngenge ove wakufetoko loku cha, andi kongwe vatelo kukalunga kangi, opra ashike, taduru kukuvatela, ini mao shashangwa takuchua, ondea, opo u vakaleve no mwenyo ongala mwenyo.
And that's why Moses is not going to conclude his testimony today. He's going to be back this coming Thursday. Remember, we are always here from Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 10. So he'll be back this coming Thursday and he's going to conclude his testimony on how he came to the church and what he did in order for him to be free from this terror of the night and this witchcraft that has been going on inside of his life. If you want to talk to him, he's from our branch in Greenwall, Ungrina, which is the days that you normally come today. Tomorrow is Wednesdays. Which time do you normally come?
I'm normally at the church on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays and Sundays. Now during the week, now that's now Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays, that is 6 o'clock. You can come always at the church, and on Sundays you can come 10 o'clock.
Okay, so you can always, he'll be there available if you want to talk to him on how his life has changed. You can also find him there in Greenwood. So we are going to have a break in about a minute or so seconds, and we are going to be back again. You're going to find us back again, all right? So what you need to do is give God a chance, and there will be a solution inside of your life.
uchane udhi woye uthike peni okuna onjira okuzamu kuri sapo okumona ihuna oprograma toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga patrura o radio yoye etiali netine pomgoi sigo omlongo usiku kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
Right, we are back again. I would like you to open your Bible in the book of John, John chapter 10, verse 10. We are going to have the Bible reading in this moment in the holy context in the Bible. The Bible says like this, John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. This thief is the devil who invades people's life. He doesn't ask permission, he just enters to destroy. Like Moses. Moses was suffering from the terror of the night, sleepless night, unable to sleep during the night, receiving panic attacks. But you see, his situation only changed when he gave God a chance. And it goes more and it says, I have come with a capital I, which is God, which is Jesus. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So you see here that Jesus came so that you may have life. Maybe you don't have life in this moment. You are filled with voices that come and speak to you at night for you to kill yourself, for you to end your life. You need to give God a chance to work inside of your life. Please, don't take your own life. Look for help. That's why we are here every Tuesdays and Thursdays, bring to you, to your heart, the word of faith. Because we believe that God can be able to change your life. And this program is called the Stop Suffering Program, because your suffering has to stop. I'm not alone here in the studio. I'm also having here Pastor Sean from our branch in Katatura, Groot Winkels. Good evening, Pastor Sean.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, dear listeners.
We are just speaking now to the people here that God came that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You see, Pastor Sean, there are many people who don't have life, many people who is bombarded every single day, every single night, like they don't like when night comes because they know now they are unable to sleep during the night because they are always in this attack. But God wants to give them life. God wants this person to sleep well during the night.
Indeed, it is up to them to believe in this passage. Why many people, they see their lives going wrong? Because they believe in the negative. Yes, the Bible says the devil came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But the Bible also says that Jesus came to give life.
Uh-huh.
So many people opt to believe in the negative. They opt to believe in, I am bewitched. But I want them to understand that believing in the negative is also faith. But it's faith in the negative.
Mm-hmm.
They have to change to believe in the positive. Because why does it happen what they believe? Sometimes people say, but I saw this happening. Why did it happen? Because you believe.
Exactly.
Someone said, no, it will happen. You believed it will happen, but you believe in the negative. Because that's what doubts is to believe in the negative. So now Jesus says, I came to give life. So we must choose to believe in that. Then we will see God's power.
Exactly. So dear friend, you heard it. You need to choose. You need to choose to believe that God is able to change your life. That's why I would like to open the lines here in the studio for you to call in. I'm going to read for you the number here in the studio very, very quickly. Is you can call now at 0832-888-401. I repeat, 0832-888-401. So you can call in the studio here, and there'll be someone. We are going to be able to answer you. And you can also call the toll-free number. There'll be someone to help you as well at 0800-22-335. Call now the toll-free number as well if you would like to talk off-air. And definitely there'll be someone ready to help you. So keep on calling here the studio. we are going to be informed here if you're calling in, so that you can also include the names of a loved one, a name of a friend, a family member, also that you would like to include in a prayer, somebody that is suffering also with sleepless night and panic attacks, etc. So give God a chance. Pastor Festus, they can call, right?
Yes.
Because God is ready to help this person.
Uh-huh. That's it. To tudengele hano ko no mola yongoji o no la no heta tu no no la bavari o mbali bavari o natvata tu no nan. To tudengele ko no mola yongoji o no la o heta tu o no la no no la o mbali bavari o natvata tu no nan.
So help is at the hand. That's why, Pastor Festus, Jesus came to give life. Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. What this person needs to understand is that Jesus is the one that came to give life. And he wants to give this person life, those who are in darkness, those who have nowhere else to turn to.
That's it. So, onga shitashi popo wakucha, yesho kuya kuyanjwa mwenye. Omanga, shatano kuya kuhanon, kuya kujipa. So, etokolo olonu mweni ovovene toholo la kucha ohalo mwenyo nengo ohala kukonjifa ukuya no ngala mwenyo te imonu ikuna o ngala mwenyo ihe neva telo ove ngengo ngala mwenyo yo nandeka ineva telo ngengo oe etako mwenye Jesus Christus o usishi nare kucha otomono o ngala mwenyo kala usishi iba nongenge kushishi ongashu mfitata popitati kucha ova nuva hapu ove itavela ndo ove itavela mwi Ovita vela, ove no eita velo la puka. Shosha shangwa mwe bibele na takuchua kucha. Ava vehena eita velo, osho veshi chila, otashu ya kuvo. Na avo vene eita velo, osho veshi hala, otaveshi peo. Shongengo aholo lapo ne eita velo mwomene Yesu cha Christus. Amo tashitashiti kucha, osho veshi hala, osho walo, ushi ningiro, osho ngotomon.
Yes, you can call now the studio now at 08-0832-884-01. I repeat, 08-32-888-401. Call now the studio here, and definitely God is going to help you. Include the name of a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, a cousin, a family member in the prayer book, and definitely God is going to help. If you'd like to call off air, you can call at 08-0022-335. I repeat, 08-0022-335. We have one caller online. Good evening, caller on Eagle FM. What up, Nama?
Eh.
Ma, talk about that day.
Eh.
Ewa, oh, yeah, tad, denge, no, tad, denge, good Japanese?
Pandu.
Pandu, to, denge, good Japanese?
Gondobe.
Oh, to, denge, good Japanese?
Eh.
Oh, how to quit, can any comiga, she pandu?
Darawin, you want the piton under Donilongo.
Oh, I'll quit, can in my piton under Donilongo. Okay. So longi kidoka kopiko ekomeva oponeko ni mayo yo programa yi o hatuka ningeni omeilikano pamwe.
Ewa.
Itavela.
Ewa.
Ewan.
Yaro. So you can keep on calling the studio at 08-32-888-401. I repeat, 08-32-888-401. So you can call now the studio and we are going to be able to answer, okay? If you need to include the name of a loved one, a family member in the prayer book, definitely we are going to do so. We have one caller. Caller, your life on Eagle FM. What up on now,
Meme, ma toke wapo. Omo atoke wapo na wame mota denge kuja peni neji na lao lidye?
Andi denge kuja kongwe jiva.
Oto. Okay. Lidye?
Julia.
Okay. Julia watu kui likanene shina shana shike?
Nga ningi izike ili tapa ntibereke moshine na.
Okay.
Nga ili shena tango uirikane na mwango veri momako na akome.
Okay. Olie na lie na lie nga ho? Okay. Okay. Longe kiduta loko kupiko yko meva oa moyo veri pamwena avopo. Okay. Longe kidenyo meveni oponeke huyolo programa yu watu ken ningilo meilikano.
Ewa.
Ewa.
Yeah, no. So we have about 5 minutes before we go to a break, but we have one caller online. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What up now?
Omato, kero up now?
Yes, I'm fine now.
All right.
Yeah, no. So, Meme, how can we assist you today?
I have three problems.
Okay.
One is, I have been having a headache since I was writing my final exam.
Oh, you're having a headache since you write your final exams.
Uh-huh.
All right. And the other?
And the other one is about my father.
Mm-hmm. You can speak up. You can speak a bit closer to the phone. We are able to hear it for us to be able to be hearing you.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Much better. Thank you. All right. So.
It was in the 2014, sir.
Okay. Can you repeat that again?
When my mother left the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the 2014.
Yes.
When my mother left the world, since my dad came to the funeral, I did not see him till today.
Mm.
I don't know where he is.
Okay, so you need us to pray.
Mm.
All right, for him to come back to you.
And the then family. The other one is my knee has a leg paining and the back bone, but you don't know what is happening. We have been praying for the hospitals and.
All right, so we are going to pray for your family, all right? If you believe, all things are possible, all right? So, what is their name so that we can include them in the prayer book? What is your name?
Otilia.
Otilia, okay. And the name of your father?
Okay.
Your name of your father?
Amen.
Come again?
Amen.
All right. Okay, so we are going to keep on praying for you, all right? In the end of the program, you have... Yes, we are going to pray.
Excuse me, sir, the name of my father?
Yes.
It's Timoteus.
Oh, Timoteus, all right. Okay, so we are going to include him in the prayer book. You can just prepare a glass of water closer to your device, and we are going to be in prayer, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, bye-bye, Oshwete. Okay, so you can keep on calling the studio now at 0832-888-401. Repeat, 0832-888-401. Call now the studio and we are going to include the name of your loved ones in the prayer book. Or you can call also the toll-free number free of charge and there'll be someone ready to answer the phone there at the church. Okay, we have one caller. Caller, you are on Eagle FM. What up now? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Wala po, Meme?
Umato, kira po, Meme?
Eh, tato kira po?
Meme, ota, denge kujape ni nedi na lao lirie?
Nende shu lirie, dependiri mo ntundungu.
Okay. Meme, nende shu liru atu kulikanene kumbiga ashike?
We are going to have about a minute or seconds to go to a break, but you can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401. We have a break now in 15 seconds. We'll be back.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
All right, so we are back. You can call now again. We are going to take some calls and then we are going to go for our prayer. But you can call now the studio. We have one caller online. Call your life on Eagle FM. What up on now?
Mem, o mato que va pa nawa. Mem ota denge kuja penine di na la ridie. Oto denge kujila ko hetai. Mem hatu kuili kanene kombinga shi kongulo shonena. Yuvela. Okana ke non kolo aninge fimbo. Okay. 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 Tumbulu talo madinu non avo tuva tule membolo me ilika no?
Okana ga chaka nyola o tuele.
Dirie? Ya. Na kakwa o dirie? Dirie o afa uri kokule mbela ne kambago? Penduka?
Etuka.
Mwetufa.
Etuka.
Ok. Meme, o uno nabo veli pa mwena abopo?
Hello.
Uno nabo veli pa mwena abopo? Ok. Longi kidenyu talo me veni?
Ewa.
Oponeke hulo programa yo atuke mningilo meilikano.
Ewa.
Ewa meme. Nanja popo la dio eni?
All right, so you can keep on calling the studio now at 0832-884-01, or you can also call the toll-free number off air. You can call at 0800-22-335. We have one caller. Caller, your life on Eagle FM. What up on now? Hello? What up on now?
Tato, mato, ke up on now? Oto denge kuja peni ne dina lao leo lirie? Lirie? Amwele ota denge kuja peni? Ko? Ok. O hatu kagari kene niko miga ashike? Enge napo ongo diyo eka shonandi wete uli wafu uli kukule? Ok. O una nalo meyo yopo. Alo? Ok. Longi kitoka kopiko eko meva. Oponeke kuloro programa hii. O hatu kani genyombe ilikano pamwe. Itave la kalungo teku kwafa. Meyi nji lolo e. Yalo.
All right, so you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-884-01. We have one caller online. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What up on our?
Menda pandulo watu kuhiri kanene kombinga ashike kongulo shonena?
Ndina nguvu ni ambika atandeha mikeme punda.
Mm-hmm.
Matame kana roma zana ho.
Fimbo lifike penisha kufanga ho?
For now it may be 27 years.
Okay.
Andeha kanda tepeche kwenye wangae. Maza joga fata vini njengainya. Mati mbori moteni ndi mindafa mati vikiko kandi maira. Mbori moteni feti kunu nisena isi amba alini natu wa munundo.
Ok. Omeita velo. Yeshu wapumboku ningo kulongi kidoka kopiko kome vapo. Pamwena ave ningo ukana nale.
Oh,
Okay.
Onda hala witavele opone eh. Omwene kalungo hapichile miku mifalonga. Ove uliko kulo kulioko katukue tena nde nande ashike. Kalungo kulipa mwena avenga ho. Onjuwete kuchoke itavele wetu dengela. Longi kiduta lo wako pikoko meva ino japo pola diyo eh. Opone ki huilo polo gala mayo atuka ningenyo meilikano pamo.
Yeah, Rome. So you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-884-01 or you can call the toll-free number free of charge at 0800-22-335. We've one caller. Call your life on Eagle FM. What up on now?
Hello, Pastor.
Talking up on now? Yaro.
Talking
up on now? Orieta popinota dengu japeni?
Imanu kujago shikuku.
Imanu kujago shikuku. Imanu watu kuhiri kanine kumiga ashike nina?
Antino ntimau nangala udenge.
Uno ntimau nangala ta udenge.
Nangu tuwe tulingana ya pana ye nangu. Chaka tia nangala ye kwa nukevashi.
Okay. So, eshimu wapumbuku ninga mwalongi kitaula meveni?
Ata ronge kita.
Okay, yalo. Inan japo pala jweni?
Nando moka dingo hilo, nando moka kopi.
Kucho moka kopi, kucho moka njini.
Ewa.
Moka njini, umu ningo na washashi, natango tamu hiko mishono kulongi feita, velo leni.
Ewa, pata.
Angi. Yalo, ino japo ula jio, eh?
Ewa.
Yaro, so you can keep on calling the studio now, before we going to go for a prayer. Okay, we're going to take the last caller. Call your life on Eagle FM. Hello. All right, so we're going to take the last caller now. If you can call, we have one caller. Caller, good evening. What up now?
No,
Mimi.
Mimi, mama, tokrapo. Ota tokrapo now. O atu popina di ne di na lao di di. O tading di Japani. Aha. Okay. O hatu kui di kanene kumiga ashike.
Adi novela limosine na.
Mhm.
Lokana lang kamwe ke ya kau duro.
Mhm. Okay. So o alongi kita na oka kopi koko meva. Okay. Kala pola diyo ino Japon, shasho atu kata meko meilika no pei fenga ha?
Jina loka no tapoe lao.
Jina loka no tapoe lao. Okay.
Ewa.
Yeah, Rome. So we are going to go for the moment of prayer. Stay tuned.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Abel, my father who is suffering, Lord, answer all those who are suffering and let them find, my God, peace inside of their life. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Kalunga kangeka tulipamwe osheya tukenga ha. Otulipamwe nova hapu. Oboveli me itavelope fimbweli lome ilikano. Nove kuita vela kalunga kange nove kuine kere la kucha otodruku kandurapo omo ujuavo. Oanji njile kalunga kange opo uyambeke omeva ovanuvoe. Opo kupichila momevao kalunga kange totolongo ikumi falonga yoe. Oku kufamo oinima ili momalutuavo omo ujueli mengana mwenyo davo. Nova mone engono doe kalunga kange. Liholonelo vanuvoe medina la Yesu Kristo anji ilikana. Omevavo handa ayambeke. Otoka no meva oe ayambe kwa medina la Yesu Christus. No manguwa ayambe kwa lundruwa. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may drink now your water. Omeya omo yo.
Yeah.
Yaro. Amen. Drink the water by faith. Praise God. So we are going to be back again on
Thursday from 9 to 10, okay, in the evening. And for sure, God is going to bless you. I'd like to say apology for in the beginning, for in the time of the prayer. We're having a main function on our site, but it's back now. All right, so in case you find yourself in Greenwell, you can also visit the church, but we are here in town. We are here at number 32 Independence Avenue, Osborne-Platt, here in town, number 32 Independence Avenue, Osborne-Platt. Our first service is 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 6 p.m. In case you find yourself in Greenwell, you can also find the church there.
Mo Greenwell oto tuhange mo Daniel Street, po pepino ka polif, etungilo linyali lipola kula, la fane kukanguti, omoto tuangomo. Oto tuhange mo ne mgasho mongulo, oto tuhange mo po hamano yongula inene otuna pon longo shotuna ponatu no po hamano yokomatango eirika elongelo kalunga letura huni manu ndiche.
All right, and in case you find yourself in Kuringava, you can also come to the church there.
In Okuriangava, you can find us in Ondodo Street opposite ShopRite USAF at 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Yes, in case you find yourself in Katatura, we have our church there in Hulotvankers. Yes, Pastor Sean.
Yes, we are in Richard Kamahuka Street Meeting, Independence Avenue. 6 in the morning, 7, 10, 12, 3 in the afternoon, and our main service 6 p.m. in the evening.
All right, so shortly we are going to go off air, but you can keep on calling the toll-free number anytime. In the night, during the day, anytime you can call the toll-free number if you aren't able to sleep during the night. Maybe you need a prayer for God to be able to guide you throughout the night. You can call now the toll-free number at 0800-22-335. I repeat, 0800-22-335. Pastor Festus, they can also call the toll-free number anytime.
Yes, kese fimbo to turuku tu dengela, ina tuja mwajike mwameponga anda, rashi kengenge pwemu yo kofana ufi kunando kuringa shinga ho, oto tu dengele, a e fimbo kese, kono la ohetatu, ono la wavali, ombali wavali, onatu watatu nonano. No to turuku tutumino ka tumaraka, kono mwala yungo ji, ono la noetatu no imwe, o imwe no ne, o imwe, onatu wavali, ombali wavali.
All right, so keep on calling, and definitely God is going to bless you. We have about 1 minute to end the program. What I want to tell you is that God is there to help you. It doesn't matter the situation that you're going through, God is there to help you. Just call upon Him, and He's going to give your life more abundantly. So for all of us here in the studio, until next week, until this coming Thursday. Yes, this coming Thursday from 9 to 10. All right? So, God bless you. Shua te. Tot sins. Go with the Lord. Bye-bye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo igelefa.